Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb post-4th of July edition, a whole weekend to sort of process all the cool stories. To give you the good, the bad, and the dumb, so what is the good of the day today?
The good of the day, Reggie Bush is inching ever so closer to getting his Heisman back.
I know, I saw this, saw this bit of news this weekend.
But, you know, it didn't come without the Heisman trust, throwing the NCAA under the bus.
Yeah, of course, but that's,
which
that's
is
what
fantastic.
They do.
Basically, what the Heisman trust said, hey, if the NCAA is going to reinstate him, we will be more than happy to welcome him back to the Heisman family.
Yeah, so they're putting the onus on them.
Yeah.
Get this done. They should. I don't know why they do. They're their own thing. They could say, you know what? We don't care what you do. Reggie Bush, here's your Heisman back.
Yeah.
Should have never taken
sure
it from you in the first place.
Don't you see the NCAA saying that, coming back and go, dude, you guys are your own people.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't kicked out of college, but he wasn't stripped of all the records, right?
I think he was stripped a majority of them, but I don't know about all of them. I think there was a period of time, I think. It was one of those things where it's like from here to here.
Yeah.
You get taken away.
Because, like, I mean, USC is not national champions. They had to give back that.
The BC 2004 national championship.
Is it 2004?
Was it 2004? they had to vacate that.
Yeah.
So they had I think it was 14 victories, including that championship game. They were on a 2-year ban or something like that. So
just give it back to them.
Yeah.
God.
I know. It's a hard penalty. One of these penalties is they're penalties that basically tell you what you just saw you didn't see, right? But it's also that's the only way they can do it. They can, when they say, we have to vacate these things because there was a rule broken. Yeah, you may have had the celebration, you may have had the parade, you may have had the banner raising, you may have had all of those things, rings made, all of that. But here we are a few years later, and we're saying all of that's invalid. It's really the only thing that they can do. But the one thing they don't do is, we said this last week, they don't give the second place team a victory. So whoever you beat, and then you're later determined to be, well, like Louisville, for example. Louisville won the, 2013 NCAA basketball championship, and they beat Michigan. They didn't give Michigan the championship. But, and the reason I'm glad they don't do that is if new evidence emerges that sort of gets the school off the hook, or there's some sort of change of heart or whatever it is, you're not stripping a title from another school. You're just basically saying nobody won this year because the team that won it is invalid, used ineligible players to achieve this goal. But once new evidence arises, then you can just reinstate it, right? Without saying, oh yeah, I know we told you you're champs, but you're not champs anymore. So if you wouldn't mind taking down that banner, appreciate it. Thank you. And that's they didn't give the Heisman to the second place person that year.
No, which probably would have let Vince Young.
Vince Young, yeah.
I think it might have been Vince Young, and then Matt Leinart was third.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. But no, I mean, it's just time. You know, I mean, I know that the NCAA was just trying to cover up what they knew was going on every single campus and trying to make a statement of it. And now it doesn't matter. Now it's just like, hey, you know, you're finally letting them letting these athletes get paid, which they've been getting paid all this time. So just be gone with it. Be done with it.
Yep. Yeah, so I hope it happens for Reggie Bush. So it would be great for him.
Yep.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I'm going to kind of put it on us, but not 100%.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to start it off by saying Bobby Bonilla's agent was a genius ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
All right. Now, we know that there's throughout history, everyone's kind of had deferred payments. It's just that Bobby Bonilla's is the most pronounced because of, I think, all the situations and the team. And the fact that he's getting like $1.19 million till 2037?
Yeah, I think a lot of people use him as the example because it was so spread out, and they're going to pay him way more than the $5.9 million that they deferred.
Right. But the reason why I bring this up and say that his agent was a genius is because I didn't know this, but Bobby Bonilla is also receiving a $500,000 check every July 1st from the Orioles.
Oh, how come we never hear about that?
Right? And he will continue receiving that until 2029.
Good for this agent. Hey, listen, if I'm an athlete, this is how I go, right?
You have to start thinking about that.
Right? Like if I can turn – we talked about this on July 1st. We said, look, if you're a lottery winner, take the lump sum. But if you're a comfortable athlete that has made a lot of money and you're financially smart with it and you get a new contract, make it so that you can make more money off it over 20 years.
Yeah. Right? I mean, why wouldn't you say you get your initial contract, which will definitely make you comfortable living? You know, I mean, say it's a couple million dollars. Say it's like your first initial contract's like four years, 5 million, whatever. That's comfortable. You can totally live off of that, have a nice house, you know, get all this stuff. And then that next contract, spread it out.
Yeah, right.
Pull a Bobby Bonilla and just say, no. You know what? How about this? You know, we'll play for $1.19 million and spread it out over 25 years. And
that's
blah,
great.
Blah. But no, I had no idea that the Orioles were also paying him about half of what the Mets pay him.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Good for him.
Every July 1st, man, this guy's just, I mean, he's just rolling in money. He's like getting Scrooge McDuck money.
Yeah, that's and good for him because, again, it was a gamble he was willing to take that with the Mets. You know, they thought they were in some sort of investment deal that would pay off long term, and that went belly up, but he still gets his cash.
Yep.
And the Orioles have to pay too. You ever wonder though, like how many of these are things we don't know of, like somebody getting $35,000 or so?
There's got to be more.
There's got to
be more
out there.
There's
just a bunch of these where it's like, all right, it's not Bobby Bonilla level, but my client gets $72,000 a year for 20 years.
I'm figuring A-Rod is in that situation, right?
I mean, oh, I got to think so.
I
absolutely
mean, 10 years, $250 million when you're playing. Or, I mean, even a second contract was more than that. Or you see some of these funny monies now, like where Manny Machado, what was it, 10 years, 330? It's like, I got to imagine that that's spread out.
Yeah, I agree.
That it's spread out much longer than 10 years, but the contract is, your playing time is 10 years, but we'll pay you for another 25.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, what's the bad of the day?
No, the dumb of the day. The dumb of the day is a New Jersey-based company called Rastelli's.
Rastelli's.
Yes, they sell a round hot dog patty, so you can have a hot dog burger.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, just keep picturing that in your head. So basically, it's all the ingredients of a hot dog, but instead of doing that thin, slender link that we're all used to seeing, they do a much fatter size one.
Why does that gross me out when I don't mind hot dogs at all?
Yeah.
Why eating that bun?
I'm 100%
do you know what I mean? Why don't I like this idea?
In a pinch, haven't you had a hot dog? I've had a hot dog on a hamburger bun where I just cut it in half because you ran out of hot dog buns. It's like, well, I still need a bun. I'm not going to do bread. That's
right.
Just, you know, I'm civilized.
Yeah, right. No Wonder Bread bun for you.
Yeah.
Rich person.
But I mean, basically, people are comparing it to bologna. Now, it looks a little bit different than bologna, but it's the same principle, right?
Yeah, it's totally the same principle. But why does that bother me so much? I don't know why that bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at...
Like, I like hot dogs. Like, I'm absolutely fine with hot dogs. Just give me some mustard and whatnot, I'm good. But if you flatten that into a disc and put it on bread, but it's just a different, same ingredients, same everything. I'm sure it's the same taste.
Oh, I'm positive it's the same
right?
taste.
Like if I, right? But I don't like that. You know what it is? Okay, this is my theory now. Because when I pick up a bun with meat, shaped like a burger, I want it to taste like a burger. That's not going to taste like a burger.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yes. No, absolutely.
I think that's what it is. All right, I'm seeing a photo of this. That looks terrible. No, that looks really bad. No,
yeah.
No. I'm not interested in that.
I don't. I mean, that's uncooked.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I get you know part of their.
But then again, it might be delicious.
Part of their advertising is like, hey, there's more room for grill marks because I love hot dogs on a grill. You know, those are, especially if you
love
grill
it.
Them right. I mean, there's some of the. It's an appetizer, really, to the main meal. Let's be honest.
Sure.
You know, you don't have a hot dog as your main meal. You're just like, well, there's a hot dog. I know I'm going to, but the burgers aren't ready yet. Let me just eat this hot dog to tie me over.
That's exactly right. That's what we did yesterday. We had a bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers, and my son and I wolfing down burgers, hot dogs until the burgers are ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This, I mean, now you're jeopardizing this by turning the hot dog into a meal. I don't know if we're ready for that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not four.
Crazy. All right, Lee Ellis is coming up. There's news now that Giannis Antetokounmpo will not play until at least game three. So he's definitely been ruled out for games one and two. And then you watch, he'll play game two and then throw this story null and void. Nevertheless, we'll get Lee Ellis' thought on that coming up later on in the hour. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.